Mr. President, on behalf of the Ministry of Planning and Investment, I would like to respond to some issues related to human rights in Vietnam's economic development strategies and policies as follows. Vietnam's socioeconomic development strategy aims to enhance the quality of life for its citizens, emphasizing the maximization of human potential, considering humans as the center, the subject, and the most important drivers of development. We consider cultural values and the Vietnamese people as the foundation, the important inherent strength for sustainable development. We identify poverty reduction as a long-term task. We give priority to poverty reduction and to regions with high poverty rates, ethnic minority communities, both in terms of policies and investment resources. Vietnam has integrated 17 sustainable development goals into its national action plan to implement the 2030 agenda. And we also have 115 specific targets to suit the country's conditions and development priorities. Until now, all ministries, sectors, and localities have issued action plans to implement this agenda. We are also implementing three national target programs on sustainable poverty reduction, new rural areas, and socioeconomic development in ethnic minority and mountainous areas, along with other national strategies such as biodiversity, green growth. Along with that, there is the development and implementation of policy groups to ensure socioeconomic development and SDG achievement, such as social assistance policies, healthcare, education and training, gender equality, green and sustainable economic development, smart urban development, resource and environment management, climate change adaptation. Regarding green growth policy, in 2021, the Vietnamese government approved the national strategy on green growth to contribute to restructuring the economy towards innovative growth models, achieving economic prosperity, sustainable environment, social equity, aiming for a green economy, carbon neutrality, contributing to limiting global temperature rise. The green growth strategy plays an important role in realizing our commitment to net zero emission at COP26. At present, we are reviewing integrating commitments at COP26 into activities and tasks set out at the National Action Plan for the period of 2021-2025. We regularly coordinate with international organizations to monitor and evaluate the implementation of SDG and periodically develop annual and five-year SDG reports. Most recently, within the framework of the second voluntary national review, we cooperate with SCAP to assess the progress of SDG targets based on SCAP's methodology. Significant progress has been recorded for poverty reduction, clean water and sanitation assets assess, innovation and infrastructure, reducing inequality in society, peace, justice, and strong institution. However, although significant progress has been made, there are still many difficulties and challenges. We hope to continue receiving valuable support from countries, development partners to successfully implement our sustainable development goals in the future. Thank you very much, Mr. President.